tell her, look, go lay by yourself. Right? Well, this is my bed. Well, you can come in here, but you ain't getting nothing. Can I tell you something else? This old world has made you think that the woman got all the sex to give you, and you ain't got no sex to give her. If you stop trying to hit it when you're supposed to be sleeping and start hitting it when you're resting, you have something to give her as much as she got something to give you. That's right. And let her know you got something to give her. If she start acting like that, if she tell you, oh, well, I don't want you touching me then. So what are we both going to be doing with our baby? That's right. Tell her. Say, what are we both going to be doing out there, doing it out. And since that's your attitude, how long, baby? She say, well, I don't want you touching me tonight. Well, tomorrow night either. And if she say for this week, say next week either. That's right. You got to be a man. Oh, brother, what I'm going to do? Look here, I'd rather grease my hands than go to work double-handed. Brother. And if you have to masturbate, to be. Don't go out and get another woman. All you're going to do then is destroy the peace in your home, make it worse. Pretty soon you lost your family, lost your children, you can't see your children. Children one place, you another. Another man raising your children, or a woman raising them, or neglecting your children. You see? So why go through all that trouble? You don't have to go out and look for no young woman. You can't find one as pretty as that when you close your eyes and imagine. That's right. They haven't made a woman prettier than what one you can imagine. Unnatural? Yes? It's unnatural when you want to make a baby. Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. If I want to make a baby, that's unnatural. Ain't no baby going to be made that way. But if I just want to relieve myself, that's natural. Yes. So you have to understand, the difference between having babies and relieving yourself. Now, if this woman denying you and you hurt because you can't have a baby, baby, I want to have a baby. If that's what's moving you, then you keep on trying to beg her to work with her until she even have a baby. But if that ain't moving you, then and you know that ain't moving. You go on and do the natural thing and naturally relieve yourself. Look, can you stop yourself from having a wet dream? Well, was that unnatural? Because you had a wet dream last night? You don't even have to dream and have a wet dream. Let me explain it to you. Sometimes we see ourselves in the act, you know. That's a wet dream. Sometimes you don't have no dream, or you don't see nothing, and you wake up and it has happened. Sometimes you use the washroom and it happens. You just urine, and some come out with the urine. And sometimes there's a sensation that comes with it, too, even in the urine, right? Okay, so how come it's unnatural? Nothing natural about that. Nothing unnatural about it. Don't be ashamed. Now, Jesus says that he who commits adultery in his mind has committed adultery. So I'll warn you against imagining my wife while you're doing that. Don't get no image of my wife now. Or my daughter, somebody that you ain't married to. If you can't imagine a new creature, you better put your mind on your wife. I don't care how bad she looks. But you know you got a lot to work with. You can look over there and pick up your set of bus, and you can look way over there on the other side of the world and get you some Chinese legs. Then go over in Africa and get you an African buttock. Go to Turkey and get you a Turkish stomach. Right, just go all over the world and pick your feet, put it all together. And you got a woman that belongs to you. She ain't nobody's wife. Now, I'm not going to hold you anymore now. I'm going to finish. Going to finish on this note. Keep peace in the house. Be intelligent. Don't let yourself go into rage. I don't care. I know most of us are in the habit of just arguing because we can't hit that woman. So we argue and curse. We get too mad. We just have to argue and curse and let off the steam, you know. But don't do that. Talk quietly to her. And remember that this ain't no petty thing between me and her. This thing is between me and my God. You understand? And my God don't want me raging and getting and going into no fit. So I tell this woman quietly and intelligently what is right. If she don't want it, I'm not going to keep changing words with her. That's it. If she say, well, what about last year? Look, she bring up something to upset you. She going to bring up something to get you into an argument, even though you don't want to get into one. Well, what about last year when you did such and such and such? Or what about what you said to so-and-so, nigga? And what about the thing that you did that I ain't never did? I've given you for that, so-and-so. And yes, last week you wasn't S-H-I-T, man. Now all of a sudden you holy, holy this, you're going to obey Allah. Okay, hold up, hold up. Just last week you were crying to me for it. I see how long this lasts, nigga. I see how long this lasts. Okay? She will say things like this to pull you out, to make you get off your intelligent position and start arguing with her. Don't do it. Don't do it. Listen to all the stuff she bring up. That ain't what you all about. That ain't what you're interested in. The point of the present is that I'm not going to do such and such, or I'm not going to stand for such and such. Is that right? Whatever she say off the subject or of the past or somewhere else, don't answer it, don't respond to it, no matter how much it bothers you. Because she's going to be searching for your weak spot. Don't respond to it. Remember this, you are trying to obey Allah, and you don't want to respond to things off the subject. All right? Do that, what you do is cut down arguments in your house. You'll cut down this violent tendency, violent confrontations in your house, and eventually you'll begin to see a natural kind of mind come into the house. The normal condition of mind will start coming into the house. It's going to take time. But if you're going to rage all the time, you always be out of order. Your nature's always out of order. Your mind always upset. Get the place in order. Don't go in the house tonight and start looking at everything that's out of order and try to correct everything tonight. In fact, whatever you see tonight that you saw last night, don't say nothing about it. All right? But if you see something new crop up, if she carries this further, then stand up. She's going to expect for you to say something, right? You understand what I mean? It ain't going to stay the same. It continues to grow. Don't bother about what's wrong now. Wait till she come up with another wrong, a new wrong. Say, look, that's not right. And as a Muslim, I can't accept it. She going to start flying up. You don't have to accept it. So-and-so. Well, I'm going to do so-and-so. Or why? Say, if she asks why, just tell her. Say, it's because I know it's not right for me as a Muslim. And if she say, well, I don't believe it. I never heard nothing like that. Say, well, you go and ask C.C. Mann. And if he say I'm wrong, then I'll come back to you and talk again. But until then, that's it. All right? Okay. Now, she going to test you and all everything, but don't get involved. Don't answer. Don't answer. That's it and that's all. See, if you want to talk about something else, baby, I'm ready to talk. See, but if you want to talk about what you did, what I did, what the problems we have, I'm through with it. I ain't interested in those problems. I was just interested in this one tonight. a chicken, so and so and so and so. You can't even argue with me. You can't even defend the position you just took. Say, baby, peace be unto you. Say, assalamu alaikum, sweetheart. That's right. And go on to bed and try to go to sleep. If she won't let you go to sleep, get your hat and coat and go outside. Come back tomorrow. If you still want to fuss, go back again. Come back and wait till that woman can live with you without fussing and shouting in your face. Telling you how to do this thing. Do it this way, you'll get yourself together. The Holy Quran says, and I'm going to conclude it with this, that when your wives are disobeying the Islamic instruction, says that darabahum, darabahunna qalida, which is translated into English, strike them or beat them a little or lightly. All right. Let me tell you something. The Holy Quran also says that if you have problems in your relationship with your wife, deny them the right to your bed until they show sign that they're coming around. All right? Now listen to this. If the Holy Quran meant for me to take my belt or my hand or stick and physically whip my wife, don't you know the Holy Quran wouldn't tell me to deny that woman my bed? Say, well, both of them can be used. You have to know which one to apply. Different kind of situations, different things. No. Darabahum, striking them lightly or a little bit, was permitted in those days. But the guidance of the Holy Quran let us know that Allah doesn't want us to stay on this primitive kind of relationship with our wife. The Holy Quran wants us to learn how to handle these situations in a more dignified way. And the best way is just to separate physically from her, because that's the problem. If you all can't agree on something sensible and right, it's because that woman has started to get her relationship with you confused. She thinks that the whole relationship ain't nothing but sex. You see? All right. So if you separate from her, in time, you will show her that this relationship ain't just sex. You understand? That I can do without this woman. I want you for more than that. All right. So if we darabah whom, darabah has a broad application. Daraba also can mean in a figurative sense. You can whip somebody with your tongue because it's giving them a tongue lash by telling them the fact, the truth, that drive home to their conscience. You can give them a worse whipping with your tongue than you can with a stick or your hand. Right? Okay. So daraba home doesn't just mean with your hand or with a stick, brother. There's more advanced way to whip a woman. And the best way to whip a woman is just tell her the truth. Tell her the truth. You know if you've been no good. You know if you haven't lived up to par. You know if you've failed her as a husband and failed the children as a father. If you have, tell her the truth. Say, I've done this, baby, I know it. I know I failed. But look, I don't want to keep failing. I want to be a man. And I'm going to be a man. Okay? All right. So when you tell her this, she's going to hear the truth. She's going to respect the truth. And the truth is going to go home to the heart of her conscience. She's going to begin responding as she should. If you've done good, don't tell her that, look, I bought you a fur or a mink coat on your birthday. I bought you a diamond ring. And got married. Don't tell her that. That ain't nothing. She knows that. the good. Seems that she remembers only the bad and forget the good, but she doesn't. She remembers it. It's back in her mind. Don't bring it up by going directly to it. Bring it up this way. Say, well, baby, I realize that I could have been better to you. See? Don't say, I've done this and I've done that. Say, I realize that I could be better to you. I could have been better to you. But I don't think that you have any right to disrespect me or to refuse to accept good advice when I give it to you. And especially when it's Muslim, Islamic advice. So that's it. That's it. Now, the good is going to come to her mind when you said, I know I could have been better. It's going to hit her harder than if you had named everything you did. Say, what the nigga mean he could have been better? He's the best nigga on earth. So, brothers, stop hitting your wives. I came out here to make two main points tonight, other than to teach you about yourself. One was to tell you, don't use anything but the sex organ for sex. And believe me, the sex organ can really do wonders. That's right. Well, I shouldn't be on this phone with this, though. I just saw I'm on the hookup. I hope it's private. I hope it's private. Hope this is a private hookup. Hope ain't nobody listening but us menfolk. Hope ain't no, what do you call those people? Operators. I hope you know operators on the line. But look, brothers, you can take your sex organ in your hand and you can do all the maneuvers with that your finger can do, that your tongue can do. I'm telling you. You can take that in your hand and you can play and play and play. And if you play in the right spaces, in the right places, and spaces. With your sex organ. With your sex organ. She's gonna come around. That's right. She's gonna come around. And I tell you another thing that this old crazy artificial mentality has done to us, it has made us restrain ourselves in the sex. When a man having sex, you don't want to be making no calculated movements, timed and everything. Grind, 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 grind. No!
this all right?
You done killed everything. You don't want to hear no voice like that. You here to an admirable thing. This is the beginning of life, not the first stage or second stage or the completion of life. You're at the beginning of life. You're making life. So you act like blessed.
You got to learn how to hold on, and that's your discipline. We have two orders of business. I know you want to get out of the mosque, but I think it's only respectful for the mosque that number one, we have some charity, and number two, we have prayer together as brothers. A lot of brothers haven't been out in months, and this is your first time, so I know you could stay behind to have prayer with your brothers. Remember, the best prayer is congregational prayer. Also, we want to make an announcement for the brothers who would like to volunteer for BAP. We have some requests from high schools. And Imam Qasim Ahmed and Brother Imam Caledon, please see me before you leave. We have some requests for high schools who would like to have the Muslim brothers to come in and train the young students in the high school how to have security in their own school so that they can protect their school against drugs and people who do not attend the school coming in and out of the school. That's an honor to our community. But it shows the respect that they have for us. So what we're looking for, brothers who will get with the BAP group. They have meetings on Saturday here at the school. If you'd like to join up with the BAP and get into some of this training so we can reach out, that outreach that the Chief Imam is talking about in the community, we can do it. So we'd like those brothers to make sure, matter of fact, you can see Brother Safullah tonight, right over to my left. And the brothers who would like to join up for the training program with BAP and help us in some of these community projects that is coming to our community now because people are reaching towards us. That's number one. Number two, we like to take up a public collection. And some of the brothers who have not been out and who have not been donating, this is an opportunity for you to give in the cause of charity. I have a few brief announcements. The Sister Clara Muhammad Scholarship Fund is doing pretty well. The sisters are working hard. So after Juma prayer on Friday, they're having sales of items that they're selling at the Baha Center, at the school gym. So make sure you support them. Also for the single brothers, I want to say that Dr. Salam said he saw a brother that didn't smile at all when the chief was talking. I told Dr. Salam, that's because he's single. He don't have a wife at home. But the brothers who are single, the sisters are preparing dinners every Saturday. And those who are married that would like to support them, the dinners are being sold at the Baha Center. Make sure that you support it. Also, the moms who are listening on the hookup, please make sure you call your attendance in so that we can give the Chief Imam a count of the attendance of the brothers throughout the community. Now, in the past, we have not been getting a response from the mosques across the country. We want you to call in tonight. We have a line of extensions. All you call is the main extension, 667-7200. Someone will pick up your call, take your attendance count. So treasurers throughout the country, make sure that that call comes in. After we take up the public donation, we're going to have Brother Donnell Kareem to lead the prayer. Don't forget now, also, brothers, we have an announcement. We need some blood donated at the Cook County Hospital before Friday. Brother Wali Muhammad, who is the communicator on radio, is making this appeal. So make sure that the brothers who are near Cook County or the brothers who would like to donate some blood will go in and tell them that you would like to donate some blood to the blood bank at the request of Brother Wali Muhammad, the communicator on the radio. We have funeral services for the son of Brother Muhammad Abdul Haziz and Sister Barbara Haziz will be held at the A.R. Leakes Funeral Home, which is 7838 South Cottage Grove, Thursday. That's tomorrow, February the 3rd at 11 a.m. Now, all of the brothers that are free and sisters, if your wife is free, make sure you come out to the funeral of Brother Muhammad Abdul Aziz, his son's funeral tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Leakes Funeral Home. Savior's Day has been officially changed. The title will be Survival Day. And the Chief Imam, we have a special film that will be made. There will be a list of activities going on Saturday here in Chicago for the entire Midwest region. And that list will be coming out what the activities are. But on Sunday, February the 27th, the meeting, which will be an hour and a half film and an address by the Chief Imam, will be held at the Auditorium Theater, which is 70 East Congress downtown. The doors will open at 12 noon. We plan to start the program at 1 o'clock. Also, don't forget your Savior's Day pledge. We're asking every believer, Savior's Day pledge, and if you can hear me throughout the country, $132.43. And we're asking everyone to make a maximum effort to complete this by February the 26th. The skating parties will resume tomorrow night. So if your children go out in the skating party, the skating party, the buses will be leaving from the Baja Center at 4:15 p.m. Don't forget the new salam is open. Support the new salam. The brothers are making a good effort at it. Don't forget your ID cards. Now, the ID cards, with the announcement that the Chief Imam made tonight, that the if you plan to participate in the community, that's voting, being a part of the community, holding any post in the community, you must have an attendance at the mosque of at least four times a month. Wednesday nights will no longer be obligatory. They will be like study nights. Here we plan to play the tapes of the Chief Imam. We may have three or four tapes going. One tape here, one downstairs, one at the school gym and one in the Baja Center. You can pick the spot of whatever tape you missed that you may want to hear. We'll have films and also videotapes of some of the Chief Imam's lectures, his traveling throughout the country and around the world. So that will be on Wednesday night. We'll draw up a calendar of those events. And we'll have discussion groups also at the mosque on Wednesday night in regards to the teachings of the Chief Imam. Now, we want to say that that means that Wednesday night you don't have to come out. It will not be a regular mosque meeting, but it will be a study night where we can go over the teachings of the Chief Imam, see videotapes, films, listen to tapes. And here in Chicago, we will have not just one tape playing on a Wednesday. We may have three and as many as four tapes playing from different lectures. We'll play 1 hour this night, 1 hour the following Wednesday. Look for a calendar of events. This Sunday morning, for all of the brothers who would like to know what's going on with the consensus board, there will be an open meeting with the body. The entire body is invited out 10 a.m. Sunday morning at the school gym, and the consensus board will give a report to the body on the type of activities that's going on with that board. Okay, the committees need volunteers to help with the planning of the Survival Day activities for that Saturday. Now, they have a lot of things planned, very beautiful program, but they need the brothers who can help to coordinate that day, and please see Brother Sidney Sharif. Okay, at this time, if there's no further announcements, I want to have Brother Donnell Kareem, Imam Donnell Kareem, to come forward and say the prayer. Brothers, one other thing, and it's not last because it's least important, but really it's most important, and that's the Bilalian News newspaper. Now, you see all the brothers that we have here tonight. If each brother takes 5 papers tonight or 10 papers tonight, but don't leave without taking not just one for yourself. You didn't even get one for your wife. But you could take some papers, and we could move from that $4,000, 4,000 paper category back to a 10,000 paper category if you just take 5 or 10 papers every week. We have brothers who take 300. We have some sisters who tell 200 and 300 papers each and every week. But that paper carries the message of our leading teacher. And the paper's looking better than ever. I mean, the paper is looking good. The last few editions were excellent editions of the Bilalian News, where the brothers have put together the type of paper that holds the interest of the readers outside of the article of the Chief Imam. So we should give a hand to the Bilalian News staff for their work. And the other hand that we should give them is a hand to pick up some of them papers on your way out. Thank you. May Allah bless you. Assalamu alaikum.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Refuge in God against the rejected enemy. In the name of God, most gracious, most merciful. Praise be to God, the cherisher and sustainer of the world. Most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace. Those not wrath, and who go not astray. And Salaam alaikum.
Brothers throughout the region, this concludes our prayer. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
What are they? Matt, what are they?
Prayer.
Oh.